Book it, you had a father, but your father's dead. Welcome to Book It, a wrestling podcast where we book and rebook your favorite wrestling storylines. I'm your commissioner, Lil X Fudge, and today we are here with your GMs, Damone D Money,
Jello,
and the bad guy.
Oh yeah!
Oh no!
For a second there, I thought you had the Irish flag on, and I'm like, that's weird, but okay.
No, it's this is my mom's Steelers blanket. It's nice and warm.
I thought he was in his St. Patrick's Day, in his Conor McGregor phase.
Hey, my favorite Steelers thing right now is like people coming up with what Russell Wilson's next catchphrase gonna be.
Let's weld.
He's gonna say some shit like "Let's weld" or "Steel got it." I predict Steel got it. That's something he was
saying. Steel got it. Yeah, Steel got it.
That's
Mr. Steel got it. Mr. Unlimited. Because we're unlimited.
God. Well, speaking of things that don't suck like Russell Wilson, we are finally to the main event of our global draft. We have drafted divisions for a mid-card. We have drafted tag teams. We have drafted a women's division for all of these companies. And now we are sending talent to the main event. And where we book them when we book it, who knows? We could put anybody in the main event. But these are the current real-life main event talents that we are putting in the company where they fit best. So if you have not been watching our global draft series, go back, give it a listen, a watch, and see where the landscape of wrestling is falling. But now we have our five company choices and boatloads of main event talent, and we're going to put them where they fit best, whether that be WWE, AEW, TNA, New Japan / Stardom, or the indie scene. So let's begin. Who is going to be our first main event talent?
It is the number one hater in the world right now, Drew McIntyre.
WWE's women's division. I missed last week, and y'all did the same thing that we did for last time, where we put all the women in WWE.
They have more. They have more shows.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's three different brands we can put them in.
Also, I see Layla Gray. She was pretty solid on the Jericho Cruise. Did I mention I went on the Jericho Cruise twice?
No, never.
All right, just making sure.
I missed that last week.
Drew McIntyre. That's a hard one. Because I feel like he's right now doing some awesome work in WWE, and I thought he did really good work in the pandemic as a babyface. But his fall off.
I didn't like him as a baby face. I was one of the people who was like, this kind of sucks. I didn't like Drew as a baby face.
Oh, I was loving it. I thought he was the baby face, but I don't know. Between that was a big fall off. And I feel like that's kind of his story in WWE is he'll have a great moment and then he'll be irrelevant for a few years and then I'll have a great moment again. And is that a cycle you want to be in? It's kind of the Kevin Owens pill.
Yeah. Mm.
But they keep resigning. He's in a good moment right now. Yeah. Like the anti-CM Punk stuff has been amazing. He might beat me for Hater of the Year this year. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's not Hater of the Year. It's AJ Styles.
AJ Styles
is Hater of the Year. True. Yeah, just to hit me real quick is
He flew all the way to Australia just for a 1 minute spot. Not even a minute. It was a 30 second spot just to screw over LA Knight and leave.
To be fair, I would retain my Hater of the Year if I gave my opinion on AJ Styles since like 2018 right now. So, but back to Drew, I just don't know if he should stay or go. I know where I'd put him if he left, but I don't know if he should stay.
Right now, I'd keep him where he's at. He's doing good.
I would go say based off where he is right now and doing, like, if you asked me this like 3-4 months ago, I would say he should leave. But right now, what he's doing, yeah, he has shown versatility. Even though I know I wasn't a huge fan of him as a babyface, I know a lot of people were. He was huge. And you know, him being a hater right now and that being his whole thing, kind of, he's doing very well with it. So I'm okay with leaving him where he is.
That's how I feel. I just fear that I don't want to happen to him what has happened over and over again, which is where he has this moment and then everybody turns on him and he falls off a little bit. But I'll say keep him where he's at to agree with the group, but I better not hear y'all.
So I think he's many.
Yeah, I'm with WWE though.
Plus he's probably about to win the world title, so
yeah, I think that's gonna be great, him getting to win it, but it's the opposite of the reaction he was initially wanting. He wanted to get cheered as a babyface in front of a crowd, win the world title, and he gets to win it as the biggest heel. That's crazy work.
It is what it is.
Oh, I'm sure he's still
reaction's better than nothing. Look, it's better than silence.
Oh yeah, he's at least gonna get a reaction.
All right. Next up, Matt Cardona.
Ooh.
I'm gonna say leave, stay on the indies.
Yeah, he's making more money than ever, too.
He's like, the king of the indies. So
from his own mouth, he's making more money on the indies than he ever did in WWE. So as much as he jokes about going back to WWE, I don't think they would capture the magic. Nor do I think AEW would. We saw how it went for AEW.
I forgot he was even in AEW for like a hot minute.
Yeah, they didn't even want him.
They didn't do anything with him.
Yeah. They made him fall into the Codyverse.
Next up, everybody's favorite, CM Punk.
If he can go anywhere, he's going to be a star. I mean, right now, anywhere besides AEW right now, just because of the fact that he's beefing with AEW, but he can go anywhere and be that guy.
Well, he'd still be a star weird in AEW because he still has a lot of people who like him and who like him in AEW.
I'm going to say, I'm actually going to say TNA, and here's why. Because when I thought he was going to go there after AEW, I thought he, like, that was a better mutual relationship. They need him. And would probably, like, you know, listen to him and, like, be willing to follow his vision.
I'm going to counter that. I feel like you just run into the same issue where he's the biggest star. So he kind of throws his weight around, which was the biggest issue that you had in AEW was him.
That's a good point.
Versus the EVP.
I would keep him where he's at, honestly.
I would keep him in WWE because he can be controlled.
I think WWE forgives more than anybody else, in my opinion. Like, you can be a dickhead and they'll still be like, oh, it's him. Because Brock Lesnar got forgiven like 30 times, no matter what he does.
Money, anytime he shows up,
the crowd
pops. So I'm going CM Punk WWE.
I think you guys are right. I was trying to like imagine a world because I feel like, you know, who he claims to be is like so opposite of WWE, but like they're the only company that can get his attitude right. You'd think that he'd want to be like a leader who gives back, but he's so not that.
Because like he is very, he like Triple H, I know everyone hates that, a lot of people hate that promo, but Triple H is right. CM Punk wants the world to be different for CM Punk.
Yeah,
I mean, he is selfish, which is nothing wrong with being selfish.
They both were right. They both were right. They both were right.
Yeah, you both, hey, bro, you're both telling the truth. Like, you're like, if you really think about it, Triple H and CM Punk are very much alike. That's why it didn't get along.
It was all about perspective,
too. Yeah,
right. But I think CM Punk being in WWE, like, they can control him more, and he kind of needs that. Like, he has great vision and, like, obviously, mind for the business, but he kind of also needs to be reeled in at times. And I feel like the same issue that Tony Khan had, TNA would have with being able to reel him in. Because at least in WWE, if like he starts acting up, they don't need him. They could just be like, bye, peace. We're going to survive with or without you. We did already. With AEW, he was bigger than the company. TNA, he'd be bigger than the company.
Yeah. Like, it really hurt AEW, and they still haven't come back from losing him.
Or MJF. I was talking to a friend at work today, and I'm like, I haven't really followed AEW since MJF's been gone. Man, I don't really care.
I wouldn't either. Like, MJF's that man.
Like Swerve, like I still will pay attention to Swerve, but like besides that, and Tony Storm, like those are the only two things that like I care about in AEW.
That's literally what I said. My boy Sean, Swerve and Tony Storm. He's on the Geek and the Chiefs podcast, and he's a big fan. He's pretty much AEW over everything. Mm. And he talks about that. He's like, "Man, you tripping." I'm like, the only thing that's good right now is MJF and not MJF right now, but like Swerve and Tony Storm. That's it.
I wouldn't even say like the rest is bad. I'm just
saying wrestling is good, but the story, there's no story.
They don't help let you latch onto their mid card very well. But there was a few things in the last episode I watched that there were some bright spots.
I didn't realize Christian and Edge were still, I'm still calling them their slave names. Christian and Edge, I didn't realize that they were still feuding.
Yeah, I think it's good that they are, though. I think they should
ended a while ago.
They should keep going, honestly, because that feud's got a few peel big. Because, like, I feel like part of the issue they have with like Punk and some others is that they didn't pull the trigger on dream matches and feuds enough.
Right.
They're actually trying to like let play this thing out with those two. So I respect that they do that.
Yeah. Next one is going to be Bryan Danielson.
Keep him where he's at.
Yeah, I agree. Keep him in AEW.
He may not get the push, but that's not what he cares about.
Want the push. Like, he's literally like, I don't want you. I don't want to win championships. But like, he's just having dream matches at this point.
Yeah, he's having fun.
And like, he's already done. Like, I don't know if he went back to WWE. Like, obviously, it'd be a big deal and everything. But I feel like he's happy in AEW. Fans love him. He gets to go out there and have banger after banger.
And he's gotten to be face and heel whenever he wants. So he kind of gets to show his versatility. And that changes
by the way. Feud to feud, he's different.
Yeah, yeah. Same with the whole Blackpool Combat Club, which he did his thing with them. And now I think he's kind of running separate.
Yeah, because like one moment, like he'll be the baby face in a feud. And then 20 minutes later, he'll be jumping somebody with Blackpool Combat.
Yeah, yeah. Which is honestly kind of fun.
Next one is Adam Cole, baby.
Ooh, I feel like he needs a change. Because AEW's just been unlucky. And he's kind of got some like stink on him, if that makes sense.
His thing about Adam Cole right now, though, like he, in my opinion, like I said, he's over. I know he's been injured, but he's over right now in AEW. Now WWE, I don't think unless it's NXT, he wouldn't.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying go to WWE. I would never send him back there based on what they view him as.
Yeah, I would say I feel like AEW would have him over, TNA he would be over. I don't know about New Japan and the Indies. He was very over when he was in the Indies too. So he's one of the people
he'd be over just because of his affiliation with the Bullet Club.
Okay. So anywhere you can put him in, he would be over. He's like the how do you got CM Punk. No matter where he goes, he's gonna be over.
He'll be fine no matter what. I think if AEW he at least needs a break because like he's just been so unlucky.
It's the injuries, because he's getting injured. So I kind of want to put him in TNA.
I want to see that too.
I think it's the one place he hasn't gone here.
Yeah, screw it. Put him in TNA.
Yeah.
He'll be a main eventer. Like he'll be contending for the title. I do wish that he didn't get injured and MJF didn't get injured so that we could have had a real conclusion to the devil like story.
Yeah, yeah.
At this point, I don't give a shit about the devil stuff or
I'm not lying anymore.
Oh, when MJF comes back, I care again though. Run it back.
Well, yeah, when MJF comes back, it could be like 7 months from now. So
yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was dumb, but I think with that whole thing, it's one of those things where like, you know, they could bring it back and it'll work, but like I said, I didn't care back then, but yeah, Adam Cole's over, so they're gonna make it work.
Next one. I don't agree with this person being in the main event. I didn't make the list, so don't blame me. Santos Escobar.
Yeah, Travis, where the fuck did he main event?
I don't know where he got that.
It isn't any of these places. I like Santos, though. He's got talent. I think WWE, he's kind of lost in a shuffle because they try to do like
every Hispanic is feuding with every other Hispanic.
I was saying last week. I was saying they're literally interchangeable. Besides Santos Escobar and Carlito and Ray, the rest of them are very interchangeable. You can swap them out and you wouldn't even notice because they had no personalities.
It was sucks that Joaquin Wilde is actually sick. Like whenever he's like himself, one he designed the original Ring of Honor logo, but also he had that like EDM DJ gimmick that I thought was actually kind of cool.
A lot of them like Angel Garza is really good. Like there's a lot of them that are good.
They're all cold. It's just the fact that they literally have no personality in those groups.
They're just henchmen.
Angel Garza's dad is in is that's Hector Garza, right?
I have no idea.
Let me double check that because I've been watching like old TNA and there's a dude named Hector Garza that's going crazy. I'm gonna feel stupid for saying that. That ain't his dad.
He kind of looks real like good and racist.
I'm gonna say
just because their last name is both Garza.
They look very similar too.
It might be. I have no idea. But I was gonna
say, Angel Garza is his nephew, so you're not, he's his uncle, so you're not
okay.
You're not too bad off.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
And Humberto are both
okay.
Both his nephews,
their family, yeah.
So you're sad, good. You're good.
I'm sad that Hector Garza is dead, though. I saw that he died at age 43. That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Anyways, Santos, I would like him to change scenery. I think it's AEW unless like
TNA because I feel like AEW. This is going to sound kind of bad. I feel like you're going to run into the same issue where there's already a lot of like Hispanic talent on that roster.
Yeah,
and he's going to get lost in the shuffle.
And we loaded them up with luchadors, and there's stories to be told there. But do you trust Tony Khan to get that story out of Santos?
No, like, I feel like he's just going to do luchador versus luchador matches every single week.
Yeah,
they'll be great matches, but I won't remember them 2 days later.
I put a lot of those luchadors together in AEW when I was selecting because like I feel like he was going to do like a WCW type thing where like they do just that, have good matches. But I think Santos is a little above that.
He has a personality and like a unique look and everything. And he's a decent promo.
I agree with you on the TNA thing.
So Santos in TNA. I guess he can be a main eventer in TNA.
Yeah.
Next one is going to be Roman Reigns. Where he's at. Like he's literally in God mode. Like I don't know
He has to stay where he's at. I'm really thinking he should, in my opinion. If he were tired right now, he'd be fine. But I think with Roman, the best place for him right now is WWE. I mean, they literally put him on a pedestal right now.
Yeah. There's like a devil in me, though, that wants to see him somewhere else just to see if he can, like.
I think he can hang anywhere.
He's good in ring. It's one of those things where they water him down because they try to keep it safe. So they don't really let him expand.
It depends on who he's facing too. Like when he faces Brock, it's not good, but that's partially because it's Brock. But like when he's had like his matches with Sammy were great. His matches with Jay were fire. Like he's had really good matches. His matches are very storytelling heavy. So that's not your thing. Like he's not going to be doing like backflips and shit like that. But he's very story oriented in his matches, which is actually something that AEW could probably use. So, but he's in the best place. He's in the literally the best place he could possibly be. Anyone could be.
I do agree with Kenny that like I think like after he loses that title, I think he should like retire, go to Hollywood for a while.
I wouldn't mind it
because like he's done everything there is to do. I think he could make a lot of money.
He's in the GOAT conversation already.
Yeah, I think he can make a lot of money with his look in Hollywood. His acting has improved a lot, so.
I think he has the connections, obviously.
Yeah, he can make a run.
Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Keep him where he's at. He's the president of New Japan. He doesn't get much better of that.
I forgot they made him president. Yeah.
I forgot we had Gigi Dolan.
Yeah, we put her in New Japan so she could be like the like Cactus Jack of New Japan. Queen of the Death Matches. Ooh, I might do that in a book of verse.
I tried to do that with who did I try to do that with? I tried it with somebody, and it was like, I don't know if they're fucking with this or not. I forget who it was now. I did try to do that last season.
Bobby Lashley.
I'd probably put him back in TNA. I feel like this is a weird thing they got going on with Bobby Lashley and Street Profits right now, because they switched him to heels just to put him in a heel versus heel storyline where they're trying to get you to cheer for them over Karrion Kross and his group. So it's a weird
I feel like they tried to do the heel thing and it was like, this ain't working, so we're gonna do this thing instead.
Yeah, like it was just weird. Like they were presenting them as heels, like they're like the next big thing, and all of a sudden it was just they got jumped by Karrion Kross on them, and they're just like, well, now we're good guys now.
It was just weird. Say keep in WWE, like he's got the look they want, he's got a long history with them, he's won world titles. And Bobby Lashley don't age, so I think he could be a reliable hand for them for a long time. He has looked the same since 2006. He has not aged a day.
I hated Bobby Lashley when he first debuted.
Oh, I was a big fan of him then. I was a big fan.
I hated him. I was pissed when he was winning.
When he was in ECW Bobby Lashley, when he was breaking cages, I was like, this man's dope.
I rooted for Umaga.
That's crazy. But him jumping on that
couch. You a Trump supporter?
I was that day.
Hey, on the...
No, that would make me a Vince supporter. If I was rooting for Umaga.
Oh, that's right. Vince is the... Trump was the baby face in that feud. Hey, we have, because of Book It Verse, live footage of Travis screaming, I'm Team Trump. All because of Book It Verse 2. Y'all can go back and listen and cancel Travis.
I'm going to go with TNA. I think, I don't think he's going to get another push in WWE. So if he's getting a big push, I feel like he could do that in TNA. He could be like kind of a legend. Like he is a legend, and he can like kind of put over some talent, and also maybe have one more like world title run.
I was gonna say I feel like TNA would give him another world title
because I think he is obviously old, and I just don't think WWE is gonna. Yeah, I don't think he gets. Yeah, I don't think he gets another. I think
they push him if somebody gets hurt that they intend.
Moose.
Keep him where he's at.
Yeah,
I agree. Moose. I was gonna say maybe WWE, but then I also remember he's got accusations. So
does I didn't know that. I didn't.
Yeah, he does got. Well, I think it was an admission too, but like he did it before he ever wrestled, and I think he served some time or something. He got some consequence for it.
Yeah, I think it was domestic violence, not rape or anything. It was domestic violence, so
which is still pretty bad.
I think it was when he was in the NFL or like just left the NFL.
Yeah, I think so too. It was in like 2010 before he was a wrestler.
Yeah, the fact that his name is Quinn is wild.
Yeah, that don't make sense for his like how he looks.
No, it does not. In 2009, for domestic battery, he told police that his wife had tried to stab him with a pen. So he said he threw her on some stairs before tossing her out of the house. He got suspended for the 2010 regular season for his first game, and then he got divorced. Well, she divorced him after he announced he intended to leave the NFL and become a pro wrestler. So she didn't even leave him because he threw her. She left him because he said, I ain't doing the NFL.
Because he chose wrestling.
Because he chose wrestling.
Moose.
That's wild.
Moose. That's crazy.
That is wild.
Hey, that situation's like, because going both ways, I'm not saying he innocent at all, but
that's some gold digger shit. So it sound like
that's a little less bad, I guess.
It's not great. Don't
it's not great.
Hit people or throw people, but also don't try and stab someone with a pen.
Yeah, I had a friend in high school stab someone with a pen.
anyway, Seth Rollins.
I know I'm gonna get outvoted here. Everybody's gonna say stay where he's at. I want to see him in AEW so bad. Like, I want to see him like unlock the indie Tyler Black one more time. Because I think doesn't Jimmy Jacobs work with AEW too?
I think so.
Where not as a wrestler, but like, I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie. Like every gimmick of Seth Rollins is better than Tyler Black.
I'm not talking gimmick though. I just want to see him like work that style again. Yeah,
indie style.
Because like he's just slowed down so much. I like his look and everything now. I want to see him like mix his current.
He can only do so much. His body's all broke up. Like, we do so
I want to see him. I wish I could just have like his current aura, you know, with his like prime wrestling. The closest we got to that is 2015, but like. A man can dream.
I'd keep him where he's at.
You can even say 2022. Yeah, 2022 when he literally won Wrestler of the Year while he went. What he didn't, I don't think he won a pay per view match, and he like still won Wrestler of the Year because he was just putting out banger after banger after banger.
Yeah, I think they say he lost like 86% of his matches. It was something crazy like that. Like,
and he was wrestler, and we were like, yeah, Wrestler of the Year.
He like lost almost every match that year, and every match he put on was fire.
See, I didn't.
And somehow he still looked like a world title challenger somehow. Like, even though he lost every match,
some of those matches were bangers, give him the title.
I will say his performance in those matches did not hit me the same as like Injury Machine 2015 Rollins. but also he wasn't
breaking people's noses.
Well, he was just doing crazy moves and his pace was insane.
That's what happens when you keep that pace up. You're going to get your body broke. Now, that's why Darby Allin's going to be like that in like 4 years. Like his body's going
to
be all
broke. He broke his foot already. Hey, he's supposed to be climbing Mount Everest like in a week. And he broke his foot.
I'm like, bro, you are a wrestler. Like, why are you doing this?
Why are you climbing Mount Everest, bro?
Just doing stuff. What are you doing?
Bum. He's a stuntman.
Stop it.
Here's the thing with Darby Allin. I support what he does because he's here for a good time, not a long time.
It's gonna be a very short time the way he's going.
Hey, that's what I'm saying though. Like he's given us like just bangers and doing crazy stuff for
Darby
our entertainment.
Seems like the kind of and guy
he's who... not worried about his 50s. He's worried about now.
He's not gonna make it to his 50s the way he's going. Darby seems like the kind of guy you could hand him a needle and be like, inject this, and he'd be like, okay.
Don't even tell him what's in it.
No questions asked. I'm okay with AEW. Like, I know he's great in WWE, but I kind of want to see him in AEW too. I think that would be fire.
It would be a fun appearance. It really shake up the wrestling world. Like his interactions with Moxley would be really interesting. Like what stories could be told there.
Put Roman in AEW too. We could do the Shield. But you can't call it the Shield, so I don't know what you're gonna call it.
The sword.
The sword.
Then now forever together.
Believe in the sword. That's gimmick infringement on Drew, though. I'm just glad he stopped doing that stupid ass sword.
Oh, I love the sword entrance.
I didn't like that either. Especially when he chopped the ropes with the sword and it all just dropped the way it did. I was like, all right, this is enough.
If he's going to do the sword, he should have only done it for like pay-per-view matches or like big matches. Why are you bringing out the sword on Raw to face freaking... I don't fucking know. The face Otis.
Yeah, I was a throwaway match with these randoms. Right. He needs his old theme song back. He needs Broken Dreams back.
Broken Dreams is the best, his best theme song. Fire.
Easily his best.
Yeah. So Seth is in AEW, so Naito.
I think we'll say Nia Jax for some reason.
He's world champion there. Keep him where he's at.
Yeah.
Is he AEW's? I think he is the world champion, yeah. New Japan's kind of.
I don't know. I don't watch. Talent. I'm gonna be honest. I don't watch New Japan. Obviously.
I do now. Finn Balor. I think he needs a change.
He does. He's not that thing, bro.
Because Judgment Day was good, right? He's good in Judgment Day, but he is the least important member. We got Money in the Bank. Rhea Ripley, who's the internet sensation.
He's not the most least important member.
Who is?
Good old JD McDonagh.
Yeah.
We don't even count him as a member. Fuck him.
He is a member. He's officially a member now.
Oh, gross. I'm glad they did that. Okay, he's the second least important. Fuck JD McDonagh. JD, don't Google me.
Honestly, I have him more important than Damian Priest. Damian Priest has been holding the Money in the Bank and then did nothing with it. Like, I don't know. It's the
he's
most tried
to cash in a few times.
Yeah,
but they are the tag team champions, though.
But the tag team champions, and he's still. And how are you the tag team champions? You're a Money in the Bank holder, and contender for the world title, and still you might be the least. Best member.
I'm gonna say,
so it's Rhea.
It might be time to retire the Money in the Bank. They don't know what to do with it for like the past since COVID. They haven't known what to do with it.
Well, it's because he's just been holding on to it. Like he's been keeping it hostage.
Like Theory was bad. They did the Otis shit. They had like the 6 day Miz reign.
I forgot about the Otis one.
And then all the women's ones. They've been instant cash ins, like Nikki Ash and like fucking. Like,
Io was good. Her cash was good.
Yeah, that's true. That
Io was good. Bayley's was good. There's another one.
But Bayley's was in a string of people who cashed it in that night, so that got annoying.
But people were hyped, though. When she came out with the people were like, yeah, do it!
But mainly because people were tired of Charlotte.
But in my opinion, Judgment Day goes...
They got to retire.
Rhea obviously.
Rhea.
Dirty Dom. I'm going to say Damian is third.
I'm saying Finn.
R-Truth doesn't count anymore. R-Truth realized he's not actually in Judgment Day, so he doesn't count.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I'm going Finn, then Damian.
I'm going Damian, Finn. But I think they're close. They're not...
It's like crazy. They're supposed to be like the core of the group. But
the crazy thing is like Damian
and then JD far fifth member.
With Damian Priest, though, he's literally in my opinion, he's the worst Money in the Bank holder ever.
Oh, no. There's definitely been way worse.
Austin Theory's way worse.
Austin Theory cashed in on the non-world title.
And lost.
I thought he cashed in on the United States one, I thought.
He lost. No,
he lost. He cashed in on a mid-card and lost.
I thought he won that.
Even if he did,
I would say, what's his face? Baron Corbin was worse because he lost because John Cena like kind of got in the ring and lost on like a roll up.
I don't know. I still think it's Damian. Seth Rollins has had his whole body destroyed, and he's like, I'm not gonna cash in on any of this. Like every week, he's like, my back is broken. Spinal, my leg.
We can't cash in right now, like because technically Seth's not medically cleared, so we can't have a match. Therefore, Damian can't cash in.
You should be able to cash. I thought you could be able to cash in literally anytime because that's the point of.
Yeah, but you have to have the champion would need to be medically cleared. So if he wanted to cash in, he'd have to cash in on Roman, and obviously he ain't trying to get that smoke. So right now he can't cash in.
When did they say that? When was that a rule?
It's a rule now.
I was gonna say because usually people get beat down to the point where they can't move and they be barely trying to get up, and that's when the person's like, come on, and the referee's like, huh? What am I doing? And then
technically they can wrestle, they're hurt, but Seth is literally not medically cleared, so Seth can't wrestle at all, so he can't have a match.
But he has a match, he has two matches scheduled at Mania. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he won't be medically cleared till the day of Mania.
That makes no sense. That literally makes no sense.
That is so dumb.
But there's definitely been worse. Braun Strowman was pretty bad because, like, he lost his, I'm pretty sure, pretty fucking dumb.
Oh, I take that back. Brock Lesnar has the worst one. When he just out of nowhere, he had a gimmick where he started dancing. That was weird.
I'm so mad at that because they took away Ali's push the day of for that shit.
He turned into like a boombox. Like, that shit was trash.
And people were acting like they're like, Brock has a gimmick now. Like, shut the fuck up.
He does have a gimmick now.
There's no one person more Brock
party thing. Not the fucking cowboy. It was like the it's Brock party, bro. Like
the Viking slash cowboy thing. That was cool.
And Matthew commenting that boombox Brock was good. Fuck you. Like, that shit is so garbage. And that shit like ruined the wrestling timeline for years. We are just now seeing the makeup for Mustafa Ali. Fuck him.
Also, in Damien's defense, he still has like 3 months because the next Money in the Bank isn't until July. So he still got plenty of time.
No, I get that. That's cool, but I'm saying the fact that I don't know. It's just weird. Like, I don't know. I don't like it.
I have a feeling he's going to cash in at Mania. I feel like Cody might win and then he cashes in.
And I'm going to be sick.
That would be disgusting work, but it'd be funny.
I'm gonna be so sad. It's gonna break our hearts. We're gonna be heartbroken. We're gonna be all happy, like doing the whoa, and then Judgment Day is gonna come out.
Kitty, you ready to cry at the strip club again?
I will be hurt. Like I wouldn't even be mad. No, actually, I said that back. I wouldn't be mad if he beat Roman and then lost the name. I'll be like, okay, you know, it is what it is. But if Roman beats him again, I will be sick. Like, I'll be disgusted.
Yeah, if Roman beats him again, that's going to piss me off. If Roman beats him again. But if Damian, like, if Cody wins, like, he's beaten down and he wins, and then Damian comes out and cashes in Judgment Day, like, walks away dominant, and now Cody's got to deal with Judgment Day. I would be so sad for Cody, like, to finally do it, and then
I'd be pissed,
and then to like him to finally he finishes his story, and then immediately got to deal with another fucking faction.
That's disgusting. You think about that? It's like, damn,
I can't catch a break. I finally beat this motherfucker. I've been dealing with for 2 years. I finally get rid of him. Now I got to deal with you.
You said you thought you finished the story. This is another chapter in it. I'm like, no!
All that is to say, I think Finn Balor needs to go somewhere else. I'm putting him in New Japan. Let him really become the prince.
I'm not mad at that. Since they're going to keep doing Bullet Club, have him go back and he can re-take over Bullet Club. And make me care about Bullet Club again. Josh Alexander.
Ooh. I think he needs a change too. He's great. But TNA and him, I think, are starting to have some like problems. And Josh Alexander's hitting the point where like he's done everything he's gonna do there.
He's been the world champion, like the longest reigning champion.
I think he's TV ready and he's a really good promo. I think he needs to move to one of the bigger companies.
I was gonna say AEW. I was thinking NXT. I was thinking put him on NXT.
I don't hate him in NXT, honestly. Josh Alexander in WWE. He's a shooter. He's like a really good promo. Like people don't talk about him enough.
He can go in the ring too.
Oh, he's a baller in the ring. Like becoming a TNA fan has made me really love Josh Alexander. He's him.
No, that's Mello.
Speaking of him, Adam Copeland.
Honestly, I like Grandpa Copeland in AEW. I want to keep him there.
I'm not mad at it either.
He's kind of doing like a Danielson-esque like attitude, you know, where he's just trying to help the locker room, build it up, have fun.
But just don't try to promo against him.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
He'll cut you all the way off to let you know.
Wait, you said what?
Like, he'll cut you off to let you know how he feels. I remember Ricky Stark was talking to him, trying to go back and forth.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Rock.
He was so pissed. I don't know what it was that Ricky Stark said that got him like work to do a shoot.
but yeah, I almost said back to WWE, but then I'm like, There's literally nothing for him left for him to do in WWE.
Not a damn thing. He really tried.
Like, there's literally nothing. Like, he did everything.
They're just gonna beat him and his wife up.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the Judgment Day can finally beat him.
They did beat him. What do you mean?
No, did they? I'm pretty sure they lost every single time they faced him.
They just broke his spirit.
And his neck. they put him in a concerto. They did him dirty.
But then he won. He kept winning. Like every time they have a like it was him and
I thought he lost the first feud. And then I think
he lost like the first one and then he won all the rest. Cause he beat Finn at Mania.
Yeah, I remember that. That was disgusting. I remember he almost
killed Finn.
Yeah. Yeah, his whole head ripped open. That shit was gross. I think they had like five feuds. I feel like he's won three of them. I could have sworn they won two. Because that feud was going for a little minute. That feud was going for a little minute.
Yeah, going forever. Next up is AJ Styles.
I'm a little torn because
he ain't gonna be the same. Like, I think honestly, keep him where he's at, just because like even what he's done to his body recently, like ain't no way he gonna be able to perform that old style.
That's what I was thinking, because I was like, he's too big to go back to that old style. Like I was like, I want to see him go back to that, because that's the GOAT version of him.
Yeah.
So I was hoping if we put him back in TNA, maybe that'll do something. But he's too big and bulky now.
Yeah. Because I would say AEW to like try to like you know see if he can pull it out, but like after how jacked he got, it's just like, yeah, he's going to be working that Randy Orton style now.
Just imagine how big he's going to look in TNA. Like, just imagine, because he's already big in WWE. Like, you know how you big in WWE, you look even bigger somewhere else. He's going to be looking huge in TNA.
Yeah. I was going to say TNA just for him to, like, be able to go back there to retire. They got like, maybe have, like, one last run, but
if he finished on Ultimate X match, you know how fired that would be.
No, because he's gonna break the ropes.
Big ass. He gets on there, he just starts coming down slowly. Hey, like, wait a minute,
I think Moose has done one. I think he could do it.
No, they've definitely had bigger people on there. Samoa Joe was climbing that shit at one point.
I'm gonna say TNA. I'm gonna stick with TNA for my vote.
You know what? I'll do it too.
Let them have one more run in TNA.
Get him off that HGH.
I was thinking that, or maybe even New Japan.
I wouldn't be mad at anywhere he goes, honestly. I hope he goes back to his old style, though. He's too damn big.
I just don't know if he can. Like, he's old.
Just one more spiral tap. Just one more spiral tap.
He's like 50.
Darby's climbing Mount Everest. AJ can do one more spiral tap.
We don't know if homeboy's coming back is the issue.
Hell, AJ ain't gotta come back after hitting that spiral tap. I just want to see it once.
You better go on that TNA Plus.
Speaking of people we wish didn't come back, Chris Jericho.
Fuck.
Listen, at this point, he can go back to WWE.
Go back WWE, retire.
Yeah, he can retire.
I actually kind of agree with it, because like there's moments in AEW where he does something really cool or has a cool match, right? Where I'm like, wow, I love Chris Jericho. I'm so glad he's here. And then the rest of the time I'm like, bro, go away. And he's the fact that
his own biggest fan. Nobody loves Chris Jericho more than Chris Jericho.
He keeps getting less over with time. So I think just getting the Hall of Fame run.
Yeah, he's hurting his legacy.
And then running the cruise, like, and getting to, like, have, like, one match every year on the cruise with whoever he wants.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I feel like he's a cruise champion. Like, because they got a cruise belt now.
I feel like right now he's hurting his legacy, because, like, people are starting to realize, like, no one who in AEW who has worked with Jericho has really benefited besides Jericho.
Yeah, So I think he just needs
and a break. Also, like, the accusations didn't help and stuff like that, too. Just go to AEW or back to WWE and move on.
Get your Hall of Fame, do your cruise,
your Hall of Fame.
I got to tell you this while we on air. Joe's mad about the Bloodsport thing. And he said, so help me God, if we get Batista versus Cross at Bloodsport, Damone, I will hit you with a spear the second I get near you. And I said, that is not a good match. Like you're thinking.
This is not going to be good.
It's not going to be good at all.
Bro's watching 2005 Batista right now thinking that's what we going to get.
Like, I know Batista like has a black belt in like jiu-jitsu and everything, but
you don't want to see that.
I don't think that's going to be a good match. That's going to be slow as shit.
Yeah, this is gonna look nasty.
And like, I don't mind Cross, like, he's not like a favor or anything, but yeah, I'm good on Batista versus Damian, or not Damian, versus Karrion Cross. That's a disgusting match, especially under Bloodsport rules. Like, I'm assuming from everything I understand, it's like more kind of not MMA, but like. There's a little bit of that mix in there. That match is gonna, that's gross. Anyway, Sami Zayn. I'm gonna say this is tough.
I got a theory. Well, not really a theory, just a little
an awesome theory.
I'm cooking in my head. I'm cooking in my head something right now.
Are you cooking good like Gordon Ramsay, or are you cooking like Jeff O'Reilly?
I was like cooking like Jeff O'Reilly right now. I'm thinking, bring him to AEW, comes back as El Generico, gets the huge pop, and everybody's like, oh my God, El Generico's hair. And he wrestles like he did back in the day with the pop he has now. And I feel like he will be over with that popularity and wrestling like he did back then. We could see brain busters and all kind of other shit. I feel like that'll be crazy.
And then when he get on, if he ever gets unmasked, the crowd's gonna lose their shit.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it's not like
even though we all know,
because we know who Sami Zayn is, so he can be unmasked and be fine.
I'm saying like even if when he gets unmasked, the crowd's still gonna lose their mind. Even though we know who the fuck it is, it's still gonna be like, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Sami, I think he can use a refresh now. Like, he's still very popular, but like now that he's away from the Bloodline stuff and kind of away from the KO thing, he kind of is like, his matchup against Gunther is going to be really good, obviously, but I don't want him to beat Gunther.
Yeah.
If anybody's going to be Gunther, I wanted it to be Chad Gable.
Me too.
Yeah, that's how we all feel. Or a Marcus Corvin return.
Yuck! Of all things!
Why Marcus Corvin? Yeah. That was so
you're
random.
Down.
That's because I'm watching TNA and Monty Brown came on my screen. I was like, fuck, I miss Marcus Corvin. I love that theme song. No,
really, really think about, after all this time, Gunther's defending his belt. It's like, man, who can stop Gunther? Nobody can stop this man. Then we hear that theme song. Oh my God, it's Marcus Corvin. It's like, what?
No one's, that was like 20 years ago. Literally, and then, probably hey, about 20
I'm,
years ago.
If I'm in that crowd, I'm hey, no, listen to me, Damone. If I'm in that crowd, I'm popping loud enough for all of us. I'm singing that song everywhere. Watch me do what I do.
If the crowd didn't pop for New Day coming out as the Brood, and they pop for Marcus Corvin, I will be heated. I will be heated. And I like Marcus Corvin, but I'm like, no.
It's such a random person to be good at.
We respect Marcus Corvin around here. Honestly, though, like Monty Brown was a great name, and his presentation in TNA is, of course, better. But I like the name Marcus Corvin and everything WWE did with him. I wish that had worked out so bad. Hey, old school booking episode, Marcus Corvin stays with the Fed. We got to book that.
Didn't you only leave because, like, his sister or something is sick?
Yeah, yeah. He had like personal family stuff. Yeah. It really sucked. Yeah. I think it was something like either taking care of his sister, like his sister died and he took care of the kids or something like that.
Yeah, like, I remember that being like the reason.
Good family man.
Yeah. Jay White.
He's getting exposed in AEW. I like him with like a Bullet Club Gold, but the moment he gets separated from them, I like him less.
He can go back to New Japan. He was over there. Yeah. And if we're doing the Bullet Club stuff with Finn, he can go there and do that.
There's
stuff
some story
too.
To be written with that. Yeah, there's some he can do. I just like I said, he's had moments
about
in AEW. Oh yeah. There's been moments in AEW where Jay's gold, man.
But like, yeah, it's usually when he's with Bullet Club Gold.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm saying like the cutout thing was good. And like the Bullet Club Gold's been awesome. But like it was during the Continental Classic when they couldn't interfere in anything. Where like anytime he was in a match, I'm like, what is bro doing? Like he was in a triple threat with Moxley and Swerve and contributed nothing.
And yeah, then, I remember in Oklahoma City that match together.
Yeah, in Oklahoma City the week before, I was there live, and him and Moxley had such a dud. And so it was 2 weeks straight where Jay White just contributed nothing to TV.
Yeah,
while
like,
having
it was
long matches.
Swerve. It was pretty much Swerve versus Moxley, and they just kept throwing Jay White out of the ring. And,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
Swerve
that match
doing,
was
like,
literally all Swerve. Like, Moxley
was 99% Swerve, and Moxley just taking the taking all the offense.
Yeah, man, Swerve better be world champion for like that post-Christmas AEW, if y'all didn't see that. Swerve carried a triple threat by himself. He basically wrestled that match alone.
Swerve is so cold, man.
But speaking of cold, Will Ospreay.
Oof. Keep him in AEW.
Keep him where he's at. Keep him where he's at. He's over. He's ridiculously over right now.
He's got me wanting to buy a t-shirt that says Bruv on it in big letters. I want that shirt.
Kevin Owens.
I know that he's fine in WWE and he's happy, but him winning the amount of belts he's won is pretty criminal. and I think he should be elsewhere. I like to see him. Well, Adam Cole, I know, is leaving AEW. But I would love to have seen like a Mount Rushmore thing, but honestly, I just want to see him in AEW in general.
When you say the titles he won is pretty criminal, are you saying he won too many or are you saying he won too little?
Too little. Okay, he had like one in 7 years.
Yeah. That's well, the thing crazy. With him is he's one of those guys where he doesn't need the title. Like he's still over without the title.
But like
he doesn't need it. Like and him having the title isn't necessary.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's also like I feel like they could just do so much more with
like
him.
Did you realize like here's the crazy thing, besides winning the world title in that Elimination Chamber, Shawn Michaels didn't win another title once he came back. Like once he unretired.
Yeah.
Didn't he win a tag team belt with like DX? And then he won a tag
team. Yeah, he won a few tag belts.
Yeah, they won the tag belts, but like world like singles titles, he didn't win another singles title like after he won that Elimination Chamber. He never won like the world title again. I don't think he never won the US title. I'm pretty sure he never won the IC title.
Bro, prayed away the politician.
Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, some people can be bigger than a title. I feel like some people, no matter what's going on with them, they're still over. Like, Sami Zayn was beefing with the Jackass group and it was over in that. Same with Kevin Owens was also, like I said, he was doing some jokes.
Yeah.
He was dealing with Ezekiel Elias, and he was still over. Like,
I'm not saying
matter.
That he's in bad shape.
You wish he got more. Because yeah, there are people who are like, he's got this many titles, and he's got this many titles, and that's what they rank for, like, for like importance and stuff. And like
that plus, like, just
acknowledgement, I guess.
Well, it's not the acknowledgement. I want to see him wrestle that faster paced style too. And he's not bad in WWE, but I'd love to see him show out that indie style again.
He does it every now and then. It's one of those things where it depending on the match, he does it.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's like I said, he's one of those people, like I said, it doesn't matter what's going on. storyline wise, they're gonna shine. That's it. Like when you got your Sami Zayn's, your Kevin Owens, your Seth Rollins, no matter what they're doing, whether they're losing every match, whether they're winning every match, whether there's a belt in the line, whether they're dealing with the faction, like it doesn't matter what they're dealing with, they're still gonna be that guy. And there's like certain people that have that aura and they can do that. That's just how cold they are. And they, that's why, no matter what, like that's why I would keep him there, because I feel like, I don't know. I feel like this is the biggest place to show that off at, and I think that's good for them. And they're literally staples now. They're literally
staples. I just feel like he could add more to another show. He'll be fine regardless, but I feel like he adds more to a different show.
I'm gonna vote for AEW just to keep him and Sammy together, because they are one of those groups that I feel like. They're kind of like that Triple H, Shawn Michaels, where at any moment they can be best friends, and then next moment it can pop off and they hate each other and they're going to kill each other. And like in AEW, they could do like Texas death matches and just fucking go crazy. Sammy fucking Kevin Owens could lose his mind because everyone keeps calling Sammy El Generico. And it's like, I know you're not fucking El Generico. I knew who you are. Like, I can just imagine Kevin Owens just losing his shit, like being pissed that he's got to deal with Sammy, like being in the mask again.
Yeah.
There was a game I was playing recently, and his name was El Ordinario. It was the same thing, but it was like El Ordinario. I'm trying to think what game was. I don't know if that was WWE or what game that was. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
Claudio Castagnoli. I don't agree he's a main eventer.
He's not a main eventer.
He's not. I love that guy, too.
I know, Travis, I know you're going to listen to this. And yes, he won the Ring of Honor World title. But he was still, like, the fourth best member of his faction, even though he was a world champion at the time. Third. Not fourth. He was third. Ring of Honor title, like, he was like third. Anything
for real. I'm going to go with... I want to see him do the G1. I want to do New Japan.
That would be fire. Yeah, I'm good with that.
He's been a little, like, he's had moments in AEW, but he's kind of just like faction guy C, you know?
He's a tag team guy.
Yeah, I would keep him.
He wasn't in A, which is what I said. He was in WWE. He went right, like, he went right back into the role he was in AEW.
To be fair, I think he's having more fun and doing better matches in AEW. So I would still say AEW is a second option. But New Japan, I feel like he'll get to shine a little more.
Yeah, he doesn't really have to talk, which is his biggest fault. He's not a good promo at all.
He speaks multiple languages, though, so he might be able to speak some Japanese.
Maybe, but he can't promo in it. In English, at least. Kenny Omega.
I mean, he's in the elite. Keep an AEW.
Yeah, I'll bust. Keep where he's at.
I was going to say WWE. Let's see if he can play with the big dogs.
Motherfucker, he is the big dog. Shut up.
Bust. He is the big dog. For real.
Is he the big dog? Because Will Ospreay is better than Kenny Omega.
Okay, but Kenny's also like, he's in Seth.
And he's like, of the list of the people we put in AEW right now, I'm saying he's... He's the seventh best person. He's in the right spot. He's the seventh best person on that list.
Crack. Shut up.
Brian Danielson's better. Seth is better.
Seth's Adam not better Pope anymore. Better. No, he's not.
Yes, Adam Seth is better. They're both broken. No, he's not.
Seth but better. Kenny Omega fights through the broken. Seth just is like, oh, my back hurts.
Seth is literally fighting through the broken. Where's Kenny Omega right now?
Yeah, no, he's not. Hear me out. He might be wrestling, but he's wrestling boring. Kenny Omega's still putting on bangers with his injuries. Seth is like, oh, look at my frog splash. Look at my sling blade. And then don't do none of his moves.
He still does. Seth is better.
Right. You know, Kenny Omega can still do his Phoenix Splash. Seth can't.
The only one I'll give you is Adam Copeland. Sami Zayn is better. Will Ospreay, clearly better.
Sammy's busted. Kevin Owens busted.
Oh, you are fried, sir.
Kenny Omega Slater is crazy.
Yeah, we respect Kenneth Omega around here.
Kenny Min Mega.
Fuck him on, dude.
I've said it for years. He's mid.
He's had his body broken, and he does more with that than all of your fed-pilled faves.
And I still sleep. I'm like that Shaq meme.
Omega versus Ospreay 2 better than any Seth match since 2015.
Ospreay carries. Ospreay carries. Okada. The second half of an overrated feud.
No, I'm going to say this. I like what they're doing with Okada, though, where like you have the corporate bucks, and then the corporate bucks turn their back on Omega and Hangman to put like Okada in a suit and do like a new elite. I think that's gas.
I think you keep him where he is.
In AEW, I agree.
Yeah.
No, but I didn't think I'd like Okada at AEW.
I don't think it was that big of a loss for WWE not to get him.
I don't feel like they would have had that much to do with him other than just say AEW doesn't have him.
Yeah, I was going to say, but the way they are right now, they wouldn't have did shit with him. It's just the fact that they're so into this Bloodline storyline that it's really taking over two different shows.
So even if you take out that stuff, I don't know where you put him. Like, even if, like, let's say Cody wins and Bloodline goes away, I still don't think, like, the main event fans, like, the casual fans don't know who the fuck Okada is, so you gotta warm them up to him, and he's gotta learn the WWE style, which is slower, just because they're wrestling more often, so I feel like he would have to go to NXT, and then you get people complaining, why is Okada in NXT? And then it's just not worth the hassle. So I think AEW is in a better space. He can be pushed there. The fans in AEW know who he is. They respect him and everything.
Yeah, and like the heel corporate gimmick's going to be gas. I like what Young Bucks are doing with him. I like that it's going to lead to tensions with Omega and Hangman because they were abandoned for him.
Right. And I just think that makes more sense for Okada to be there.
Okay, sorry to interrupt, but I'm watching this TNA 04 Turning Point 2004, and I've seen two people try to rip off Triple H gear where they're doing like trunks with the Iron Cross on them. And one dude even got the sledgehammer in hand. I'm like, why are so many people trying to be Triple H?
Because he's the fucking goat. Okada, or I already said Okada. Cody Rhodes.
He needs to stay where he's at. He's over.
I can't believe you could argue he's more over than friggin' Daniel Bryan was.
He went from AEW to the top WWE babyface.
He's arguably like the, in my opinion, he's arguably the greatest babyface ever right now.
Don't do all that.
I wouldn't go. But I'm not even going that far.
Who is he?
He's in the conversation.
Goat Hardy. For, like, that's popular. Who.
You said who?
He's not Jeff Hardy.
He's more over than Jeff was.
He's way.
We're not doing that. Cody's not beating Obama in 2008 the way Jeff was. Like,
he's arguably literally right here with Stone Cold. He's
making
and the
people
Rock.
Hate The Rock. We hate that's The Rock. Saying, like, people are booing The Rock of all people. Like,
they did it for Jeff Hardy in 03 too.
Nope. They booed The Rock
for Jeff.
They did not boo The Rock for Jeff.
They did it. Granted, The Rock was an actual heel then, but.
we literally could have gotten Rock versus Roman, which is a match a lot of people wanted, and we said, "Nah, fuck that."
Who was crazy enough to want that match? I know it was a lot of people, but whoever was dreaming of that match need to wake the fuck up. That shit was an ass.
We did, and we said, "Fuck that." We want Cody, and Cody even got a fucking chant in AEW, and he ain't even there.
That is true. People will be getting. And what's crazy about that is they booed him out of AEW. They'll fucking chant for him now. I was like, y'all are fake.
He's so fucking over. Like,
bunch of bandwagons.
WWE is willing to accept you. You can mess up. Come on, WWE, they're going to accept you. Brock is out here committing crazy crimes. But when he comes back, they're going to be like, Brock, 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 Brock.
Fuck them. Like, Cody, I can't believe how like unover he was in AEW, and that he got over.
CM Punk punched the man in the face, and everybody's like, "Screw him!" And he said he's going to threaten the owner of the company. Then went to another brand. And they were like, "Yes!"
And literally was like,
"No, wrestling fans, we support real glass, Jack Perry."
And then during the CM Punk, while they were doing the press conference, like after the whole thing with The Rock slapping Cody, Punk's whole thing was like, "You gotta punch people in the face."
That was hilarious. You wanna get something done? You gotta punch them in the face. I was like, "There you go, CM Punk."
Fuck him. Fraudulent Phil. Fuck him.
I'm just glad he's home.
He's home.
Fuck you.
Finally, Phil has come back.
Fraudulent Phil. Real glass, cry me a river.
It's a real glass.
Oh, Randy Orton.
Randy Orton.
Keep him where he's at.
Indies.
Yeah.
Keep him where he's at. Anywhere else, because he's not, like, let's be real, he's not the greatest thing in ring, but he knows what to do to get you to be like, to be all in the match. He knows exactly what to do to keep you.
He's a psychology. Like, he's a storytelling.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to do, again, he's kind of like I forgot who I said, Roman Reigns, where they're not going to do like a ton of different moves and stuff, but they're going to make you invested in the match with their story, their storytelling, yeah, as opposed to just doing a ton of moves, which there's nothing wrong with that. I like that style now too. Used to hate it, but I like it now. But
you know, I hate main events like, style wrestling too. I hate that. But right, Randy was like one of the few passes I'll give.
Right, like Randy Orton is like when he wants to be, and he really realistically, I would say, like in the last like 3-4 years, he's been really actually trying.
Yeah,
and putting on good matches.
Randy Orton, I said this before. Randy Orton is in that class where if he cares, he's going to put on a 5-star match. If he does not care, it's going to be boo boo. That's how he is. Him and Charlotte Flair, goats, but they're going to be. But it depends if they want it. If they care enough. Because people were saying Charlotte was washed, and then she came out and put on a banger Rhea Ripley. Like,
it depends on what they want to do. If they care, 5-star, like you said, classics. If they don't give a shit, you're in a 0.5.
You know what I'm saying? It just depends it depends how they feeling.
And you're going to know it's a point. You're going to know, too, right away. Like, he's not got it today.
They can drop 51. They can drop 51 real quick. Drop a triple double on you. Something nice. They might not even show up. They might just be like, "I'm chilling. I'm chilling the best today." They're Larry Bird. That's the best way to describe it. Larry Bird.
They might Lauryn Hill you and just not be here.
Damn it, not Lauryn Hill.
4 hours late. Adam Cole, or sorry, Adam Page. Sorry,
I was about to say.
Keep him in AEW.
Why am I? Oh, that's Hangman. I was like, why do I know that name?
Yeah, Hangman, bro.
Because I'm used to hearing Hangman Adam Page. I heard Adam Page, and I was like, who is that? Okay. Yeah, fuck him. Indy.
Fuck you.
I'm going to agree with AEW.
The same way DeMo was talking about Kenny Omega, that's how I feel about Hangman.
Y'all got to start respecting the elite.
To be fair, I didn't say Omega was ass. I just said he was mid.
Wait. What did you say Omega was? You say he's the 7th best?
I say he's the 7th best on this list.
Hangman Page is the 71st
on this entire list.
AEW roster. I got Zaya Lee over him. I got Julia Hartwell in there. Deonna Purrazzo.
That is crazy.
Anybody got in there.
I like Hangman. Even though I wrote the best Hangman, in my opinion, in Book Adverse, but...
I'll give you that.
Steve Macklin.
Ooh, okay. I think...
I feel like
he's kind of on a downslide in TNA right now.
He's peaked in TNA. Like, I think... I feel like he's one of those who's hit the glass ceiling in TNA, like with the newcomers coming in. I feel like he's going to go down the card.
He already is.
I'll say, as that gatekeeper role, it's funny. He's doing Ziggler's role to Ziggler as like being the gatekeeper who loses to new talent. But he did a great job with that, and the matches are still really good. However, I think if he went anywhere, it should be AEW, because his in-ring style is just, he'll get over there off that. Like,
and he can be a good heel and just an asshole.
Yeah, because he's a really good promo, too. He cut my favorite promo this year thus far. On Nemeth, which is wild that, you know, Nemeth hasn't had my favorite promo, but his promo on him was really fucking good. And I think he would be a big help to AEW.
I do too. I think that would be really good. Nakamura.
I'm kind of torn because
I thought
I want him to leave, but the gimmick he has.
Exactly. That's how I'm feeling right now. He deserves better because that gimmick is fire. But it's one of those things where they developed the gimmick, so it's like, damn. They were cooking, but they didn't do nothing with it. So.
But I feel like it's just being pretty much just an anime villain. I feel like he'd take that with him.
It's so cold.
I feel like he'd take that with him. I'm gonna have him go back to New Japan because he was already a star there. Like before he went to WWE, he's a legend there, and he can do like the evil heel over there too, still with like the anime influence and stuff too.
Yeah, he'll be crazy there. Plus, like the pops he'll get for coming back.
Yeah. Good with that, Kenny.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Y'all were breaking up real bad on my end. It was like,
Swerve.
Swerve. Keep him.
I thought we already had put him in there.
No, we didn't.
Okay. Well, keep him where he's at. Swerve should be exactly where he's at.
He's about to carry that company if MJ.
As long as he wins the world title.
Tony Khan's racist for not doing that already.
Yeah, here's the thing. Tony Khan, not every championship for your world title needs to be 6 months. Like, you can have the guy drop it after 2 months. Like, there was no reason why they could, if they were going to do, because they're doing Paige versus. Oh,
Joe shouldn't have had it in the first place, much less for this long.
But they're doing Paige versus Strickland again, right? Like, this feud's still going, kind of.
Maybe.
But you could have had Swerve, like, if you're going to have.
Swerve's going after the world title still, because they turned him face officially now.
Right. If you're going to have Hangman lose, you could have just had Swerve beat Hangman, and then do something with that. Like, you can continue that feud if you wanted, or you can have Samoa Joe and Samoa Joe didn't actually lose the title, and you can do Strickland versus Swerve there. I just feel like it was a huge missed opportunity. Strike while the iron's hot. You don't have to wait. And like Samoa Joe shouldn't have had the title this long. It should have been like a 1 or 2 month, like at max.
Yeah, hard agree.
I had an idea the other day where I thought they should have had. Did he face Wardlow yet?
Yeah, he did. Cause he tried to do that thing where, you know, when somebody jumps on the top rope and then he walks away. Wardlow looked at him, was like, he did a little fake, and Samoa Joe walked off, and he was like, "Fuck you, bitch!" And then like hit the move anyway.
Oh, Wardlow should have won. They should have had Wardlow win as the heel, and then you would have done Wardlow versus Swerve, and then Swerve beat Wardlow, and then if you really wanted, you could have like MJF fuck with Wardlow to cost them the title. And even if MJF can't wrestle right now, you could have continued the feud that way. Like, have MJF like pop music play and like it distracts Wardlow, and that lets Swerve win or something to play into that story, as opposed to just continuing on with a Samoa Joe title reign for no reason.
Facts.
Next one, Alex Shelley.
Keep him where he's at.
I agree.
He's top 10 for me, and he's never getting a world title opportunity anywhere else.
He's a lifer there.
Yeah. He's the same where he's at. He's one of those people, like, he will go back and forth between that and New Japan. But yeah.
No worries. But yeah, when I think of Alex Shelley, I think TNA. When I think of TNA, one of the like first five names I probably think of is Motor City Machine Guns, and obviously he's one half, so makes sense for him to stay there. EC3.
If anywhere, I'd say WWE, because like this indie run hasn't done anything for him.
I was gonna say just he can stay on the indies and fuck off.
Who's this? Who's
this? EC3.
Oh yeah,
I think that he had potential in NXT. I like this song. I'm in the top 1%. I thought that was hard.
But like, he is, yeah. He just, I don't know. I don't like. There's no moment where I'm like, I can't wait to see EC3. Like, I guess he could go back to TNA. Actually, screw it. Put him in TNA. That's what those were his glory days anyway.
I thought his glory days was NXT, but
he was a world champion in TNA though, and for a while.
But,
like, he was
super but over nobody cared though.
That was like the TNA dark ages though.
True, but he was still over there. So yeah. Where are you putting him?
I'll agree with TNA. But I was gonna put him back in the Fed.
I just don't think he does anything in WWE. Like, I don't think he already have like places. True, but because we are like his gimmick. Like, I'm rich. There's already 84 people doing that gimmick.
Yeah,
better than him. Sonata.
He's mid in New Japan, so let him stay there and hopefully not.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about him, so I can't say nothing
about him. So he was the world champion of New Japan, and he couldn't even be in the upper mid card on Forbidden Door, if that tells you anything. You want to know who he faced on the fucking new card for that?
Was it Punk?
No, it was pre-Real Glass Jack Perry. Jack Perry turned heel after losing to him.
Oh, I remember that. I remember, like, not caring. That, like, that being one of those.
Because
I didn't care about Forbidden Door that New much.
New Japan
anyway.
Fans don't give a shit about Sonata.
Yeah, I guess he can stay there. Like, I don't really have a huge opinion on Sonata.
He's mid.
Next one is going to be LA Knight. Yeah.
I want to say keep them, but like they're fumbling
right now. What they're doing is his at least what I'm thinking. They're trying to give LA Knight a credible WrestleMania win because they didn't do anything with him last year. Like he had a decent little run last year and they didn't do shit with him. But like now they're kind of killing his hype a little bit because they still go doing this bloodline thing and The Rock's taking over like an hour of the show every time he gets out there. So LA Knight has like no screen time now. So he's trying to do what he can. And so they're trying to make it, I guess when they're fighting, the other person interferes, stuff like that. So I feel like once the bloodline shit is over with, we'll see more LA Knight. And I think he needs this credible win first.
Yeah, I think he needs a credible win at Mania. Being AJ Styles, a credible win. It's a big name still. Like, you may not think AJ Styles is great anymore, but he's still a name. And I don't think his shtick, because let's be honest here, LA Knight, not great in the ring. He's okay. He's average.
Yeah.
So, he obviously doesn't work in AEW. He already did the TNA thing. His style doesn't fit New Japan. And in the indies, I think he's better. He's above the indies. I hate to say. So I think WWE is the right spot. He's still over.
Yeah, he's just not as over as we would have hoped.
It also doesn't help. Like, I know I hate the comparison of like people saying he's just The Rock or he's just Austin, but it doesn't help that you have the actual Rock there now doing a very similar style of promo every week. So it's kind of like doesn't help LA Knight there. Damian Priest.
I'd kind of like to see Punishment Martinez elsewhere.
I was thinking, not with that name. That name is awful.
I like that name.
I like the name Damian Priest, though. I would put him in New Japan.
Why would you put him there?
I'm going to say he can stay where he is. Like, him and, like, I know we said he's the third or fourth. He's the third or fourth worst member of Judgment Day. But they're still, like, they're still a top two faction. So that makes him, what, like, the sixth worst person on the in the company, not even. But so he's still top 10.
Yeah,
I'm saying he stays in WWE. Plus, he's kind of old.
Yeah, he is a lot older than we realize.
Yeah, he's like 40.
He's new to us, but he ain't new in general.
Yeah, I think he might be older than, like, Seth. Damian Priest is 41.
Seth Rollins is 37.
So, yeah, he's older than 4 years older than Seth, which is crazy. So, Damian Priest back to Raw. Raw, theoretically. Samoa Joe.
I'll keep him in AEW because he's actually had good luck with injuries there.
I was gonna say TNA, he can have one more, like, kind of that AJ thing where have one last, like, short little run there. Doesn't necessarily need to win the world title, but can retire in TNA, go into the TNA Hall of Fame if he's not already in there, and go off into the sunset.
That's also respectable. But he's still got enough juice to where I think he can keep working in AEW.
So Kenny, plus, it's up to you.
He's not getting hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd keep him in AEW. I'd keep him in AEW.
I just don't want him to win the world.
I don't want to see that again. I want to see him drop that, but I still think he should stay there.
John Moxley.
Keep him in AEW. They really value him. He wrote a book, and after reading his book, I cannot see him working anywhere else, given his comments. I know it's a really weird, actually, but, after talking about how he got to AEW and, everything that's behind that, I can't see him leaving. I know he'll never go back to WWE.
I know that he's technically not a four pillar, but he is one of the pillars of AEW, when the whole stuff with CM Punk originally started, he was one of the people, he was the guy they went to stabilize everything again.
Yeah. So,
I don't like that it's a lot of times, well, we don't know what to do with this. We'll just give it to Jack. We'll give the title to John Moxley. We don't need to, I don't like that part, but he is a staple of AEW.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then last but not least, to wrap up the global draft, the bidding war of 24, MJF. He's better than you, and you know it.
Okay, hear me out. AEW. Oh. I was kidding.
No, he's got to stay where he's at. I think he's good enough for WWE. I don't know if WWE would know how to utilize him to the way that he was. I fear that he would,
I feel a Triple H run, WWE would be able to use them. Under Vince, absolutely no idea what to do with MJ.
Well, it's not even Triple H and Vince. It's also just a company that's so dependent on shareholders, it's publicly traded.
Well, I feel The Rock been swearing and calling people crackheads, and
that's true. But The Rock Cody is also on the board.
Apparently, Cody said that the Rock had little dick energy today. So,
I heard about that. I heard about it.
I think that's because the report. Because everybody's everybody else is mad that the Rock can curse and they can't, and then someone else goes out there and curses.
You know, hey, look, Cody is the definition of matching energy. That's the best thing. He is the definition of matching energy. You slap me, I'm going to slap you. You talk about me, I'm going to talk about you. You talk about my mom, I'm going to talk about your grandma. Like, Cody Rhodes is that. Yo, I love Cody Rhodes, man.
Yeah, but I'm not mad at it. AEW needs to just write a blank check and be like, whatever you want, MJF, we'll pay you to stay.
Yeah, Tony Khan, if MJF says suck me off, he better get down on them knees, because MJF, whatever fucking MJF wants, Tony Khan should give him way more treatment than fucking fraudulent Phil got. MJF should get his own show. He should get fucking reality shows. Whatever it is, just fucking
give him the dating show.
Yeah, give him the Brinks truck, a dating show. That would actually be really fucking funny. Like, him in character, like, just being terrible to women. Okay, that sounds way worse. That sounds terrible. It's really weird. But you get what I mean, like... Yeah. Y'all get what I mean, though, right?
Like, they're terrible to women.
It's not because he's terrible to women. It's just because he's a heel on a dating show who'd be, like, a menace. I feel like it'd be great TV.
It would be hilarious, expecting this
handsome, normal, like, bachelor experience, and then they just get him being like a heel asshole.
Being a piece of shit,
bro. I said that during Women's History Month too.
John pitched an idea. I want to say John pitched an idea for let's have a show where they're terrible to women on Women's History Month.
Hey. Yeah, Southern ex white man came out there.
But, I'm here for it though.
But the MJF dating show would be funny.
It would be like, I love New York energy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just, he's going to be an asshole the entire time. Yeah, MJF dating show. I'm right, Tony Khan. Let's set that up.
Hey, they all listen to this show anyway, so they're going to steal the idea. True. But speaking of Book It Verse, where they steal our ideas, when we return, we are going to be booking these companies each a Book It Verse style show, meaning that we are going to write a card, stories and matches for your enjoyment. So we'll have a WWE show. We'll have a, you know, AEW, TNA. We'll have a New Japan and Indie show. So we are basically giving you a little taste of the Book It Verse, where they'll steal our ideas from. But before we get to then, D-Money, can you tell them where to find you?
You can find me on everything at Dumb Money T13. So that's D-A-M-O-N-E-Y T13.
And Bad Guy, how about you?
You can catch me on all social medias at Bad Guy Spoken Podcast. Bad Guy Spoken Podcast, because the Bad Guy Spoken Podcast on YouTube, and you can see the football podcast Unbiased. You'll see TK on the little U, and you'll see Hood Movie Review, and that's your all your favorite, not so favorite Hood movies. We just reviewed the movie Life, which I said is not a Hood movie, but I got outvoted, so that's what we're doing.
I guess if you count. Just because it's in jail, mostly.
That's what they said. They was like, it's in jail the whole time. I'm like, I don't know.
Kenny, ain't y'all reviewing Tubi movies right now too?
Yeah, we review all the Tubi movies. We reviewed a couple of them. If you guys have any suggestions, definitely shoot them to us. We'll try to review those as well and try to get them on the show as well.
All right.
We definitely had a few of the stars of the Tubi movies on the shows too, and we even had like a big star like Marion Alda on the show. She was the mom on House Party, and she was in The Wiz, awesome. Like, down here doing big things. Like,
and she makes time for the best show we have, Hood Movie Reviews. Book It's great and all, but I love Hood Movie Reviews. that's a great show. And lastly, check out our merch store. I believe it's t13media.com/store, and you can go get a t-shirt for every cast member, every show. Mike does amazing graphic design, so no matter how corny you think the person, and hopefully not the show, is, you can get a well-designed t-shirt like our new Book It logo you can see behind us. Nothing but gas. And if you want to talk wrestling with us on a more intimate level, join the Reach for the Ropes Wrestling Facebook group. We have discussions in there all the time. There's also a 2K universe whole, how do I put it? It's a universe essentially that the founder of that group has built. It's really awesome. And you can find more about that
there. Wednesday nights on Wednesday night charged.
Yeah, D Money's on the commentary, right?
Golden Gary Glitz.
Golden Gary Glitz on commentary. Triple G. It's gas. There's a whole lot of cool stuff in there, and it is where the bonds that form Book It all came to be. So check that out. And with that said, that concludes an episode of Book It. See ya.
Bye. I was not ready.